Hey, good afternoon. Sometime before 4:45 a.m., suspect or suspects criminally damaged the retaining wall by spray painting letters on the wall in the newly constructed Market Interchange. Our investigation into the identity of the perpetrators is ongoing. We do have some leads, some investigative leads, but not enough, and we need the help of the public. Part of the problem with this type of crime is the approach of the criminal justice system for what has become a very difficult crime to control and or eliminate. This has led to the public becoming frustrated to the point of resignation and quiet despair about the inability of their government officials to be able to even control it. Even the terminology used by many, including the media, suggests that this is something other than what it actually is. It is referred to as graffiti, tagging, and even art. I'm not going to legitimize or glorify this criminal act by using soft language to identify it. This is vandalism. I'll say it again. This is vandalism. A criminal act of destruction of somebody else's property. It is used by gang members to mark their territory. It is used by anarchists to get a message across, and it has no artistic value whatsoever. It is a nuisance, it's ugly, it's a crime, it's a sign of disorder, and it is intolerable. Entire neighborhoods have been defaced, including street signs, light poles, postal mailboxes, police call boxes, sidewalks, and corner bus shelters. It's no different than some idiot picking up a rock and throwing it through someone's window or scratching someone's car with a key. It is a nuisance, it is a crime, and as I said, it is intolerable. The costs associated with the cleanup are staggering. I've had conversation with property owners who have told me that their homes, garages, businesses, and neighborhoods have been under siege by vandals using paint as a weapon. They have paid to have it cleaned up and even done it themselves, only to have some punk vandalize their property over and over again, and they've had it. In frustration, they have given up and left the spray painting remain, figuring it's a waste of time to clean it up, only to be further victimized when the city threatens them with fines if they don't clean it up again. What would help victims of vandalism is for government officials to not make property owners the bad guy in this crime. While there is no quick fix or easy solution, there are ways to reduce and prevent future acts of vandalism in this area. And there are ways to help law enforcement contain this illegal activity. First, it's time for the criminal justice system to see this for what it is. It is criminal activity. There must be certain prosecution at the state level, not municipal citations. Judicial leniency for this crime is contributing to repeat behavior. Probation is the disposition of choice. This alone sends a message that they don't see this as that serious of an offense. This is being out of touch. They need to go visit some of the neighborhoods that I have where it is an epidemic and ask the victims and the residents about it. That's what I've done. If they do this, they'll get a different take. Even the two idiots who vandalized the Calatrava only got 60, I repeat, 60 days in jail for that criminal act. Prison time, not the House of Correction, would have been a more appropriate sentence and would have sent a stronger message to people who now think that this is fun. In 2005, we testified in Madison to make it a felony offense instead of a misdemeanor if the damage amount was over $1,000. Currently, it's at $2,500. It never made it out of committee, and Representative Fred Kessler led the opposition to making it a felony. Let's see what they do now. The second thing needed is for the State Department of Transportation to immediately install surveillance cameras to capture all areas under the overpasses. Not the traffic cameras, but additional security cameras. This would also serve as an anti-terrorism function. These would serve not only as a deterrent, and surveillance cameras do work as a deterrent, but they would also be an investigative tool to apprehend and prosecute perpetrators. The bad guys know this. We're also putting up a $2,500 reward for the arrest and prosecution of the actors in vandalizing the retaining wall of the Marquette interchange this morning. Anyone with information should call the sheriff's office at 278-4788. Any questions?
Sheriff, I know surveillance video. I see phone traffic cameras that you're aware of or marked that's around there. Any indication that
we're still on that, but we have checked with several businesses in the area, including some of the buildings of Marquette University. We think we know the path that the actor took to get down onto that onto the roadway there. Thus far, we don't have anybody that has any surveillance camera that captures that particular area.
And I think
too,
we had coworkers that went through there this morning. Somebody had. Something. I mean, that's a very visible area. Maybe they
just
thought they were construction workers or who knows.
Yeah, we're guessing at this point, which is why we need your help to put this out. Maybe they did see something and drove by. Anything would help right now. Like I said, we do have a few leads, but it feels not going to be enough.
Sure, I thought we would have the community's help with this. Obviously, you guys can't be in the place at one time.
Right, which is why I'm to the point of demanding that the state of Wisconsin Department of Transportation install surveillance cameras in those areas under the overpasses. And not for the, I see the game that they'll play is they'll say, well, we have cameras to control the traffic every once in a while, we'll point them over. That doesn't work. There's a proper way to do this. And I think the state paid, and the people paid $800 million for the reconstruction of the Marquette interchange. I think it's worth it to spend a few more dollars to install surveillance cameras. That is a very cost-effective way to deter, prevent, and eliminate crime. We'll see, you know, and this is the state interchange, the interstate, the entire state of Wisconsin paid for this. We'll see how important it is now for the state of Wisconsin to do, to make some of the recommendations that we're making, because you're right. Can't post a person under the Marquette interchange 24 hours a day, that's used 24/7 to deter and prevent and apprehend people committing this kind of act. A surveillance camera is a very cost-effective way to get that done. And I'm telling you right now, if the surveillance cameras go up in a proper way, and I want to be in on that, because the state will try to do it on the cheap to put one camera up that only it doesn't give a 360 view, and people like to do this on a cheap. We can't do it on a cheap. But if it's done the right way, we're probably not going to see any more accidents. If we do, we're going to apprehend the perpetrator right away. This is the first vandalism act in that area since the Marquette interchange opened. But it's a very target-rich environment, and anybody driving through there can see it. It's a light-colored paint, a very enticing target. To these criminals to commit this act. It's a challenge for them. My concern right now is that other criminals that perpetrate this kind of crime will see it as a challenge. If they did it, I think I can do it too. I can do mine better. And it becomes a one-upmanship game. That's my concern right now. So until then, we are going to do surveillance. I'm going to take the responsibility for that, but I can't do it forever, and it's going to be an added cost that I don't have. The people I have on the freeway now are there to facilitate the safe movement of motor vehicle traffic, not to look for vandals. So now I'm going to have to pull somebody away from that focus, which is what their purpose is and what the state pays for in part is for traffic enforcement. Now I got to have them conduct surveillance for vandalism. So I can do it, and I'll do it now because it's worth it to me. And I'm trying to demonstrate that by putting up this reward as well. But I can't do this forever. This I'm not letting this go away. What happens too often is there's all the hoopla. I'm immediately after the incident occurred, it's like anything else, like a college cop. Which is why I brought that up today, 60 days in jail. And then after a while, it just kind of goes away. I'm not letting this go away until we get those surveillance cameras, in place, and we move back to the state of Wisconsin and try to get the, legislature to move the threshold down right now. If it's under $2,500, it's a misdemeanor. If it's over $2,500, it's a felony. We went to try to get this moved to $1,000, anything over $1,000, which I still think is reasonable. Not asking for $1 damage to make it a felony. But, that sends a different message, and that too will give the perpetrators of this act something else to think about. Right now, they think this is a game. This is a game of cat and mouse. And, while prosecution isn't the silver bullet, these guys don't want to go to prison. They don't mind paying the fine. You know, they get recognition for it, which is what they're trying to do too. They think this is a game. Well, it's not a game to me. In the state of Wisconsin, if this is as serious as everybody is trying to, give the perception of today, and it is serious, and we gotta show it. We can't just stand up here, have all these news accounts, and talk tough, and then everybody goes away after a little while, you know, and on to the next news story. There's a chance for change here. Change in the way that we approach this type of crime.
What about the community, you know? Obviously, like you said, a lot of people saw these. There are some that have been picking up causes to get them off certain buildings and stuff like that. If they keep somebody, you encourage them to call them, right?
Of course, but here's the thing. And I'm actually talking to real people who've been threatened by the city. If they didn't clean the vandalism off their garage, they'll get fined. And you come to me and say, why am I being made the bad guy? I've repainted and repainted and repainted, and then they find the stock. That's why I said, take a look through any neighborhood in the city. And it's not just the city, but it's more prevalent in cities all across America. You won't find too many neighborhoods that don't have some sort of vandalism by people using spray paint as a weapon. And then after a while, you know, people say, what are we supposed to do? So yes, we encourage them to call, but it's a very difficult crime to investigate. If you don't have eyewitnesses, if you don't catch them in the act, but even the ones that we do catch in the act, very little happens. I can show you the list of people that we have prosecuted for acts of vandalism on the freeway system. And for the most part, it's all probation. Probation, 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 probation. We have the 2001 21 incidents, 2002 18, 2003 15, 2004 12, 2005 14, and felony cases from 2001 to 2005 in that time frame out of 92 and 12. Felonies. Now, of the felony cases, probation's issued. When, in fact, the total exposure is, I think, 3 years, 6 months is the maximum for felony criminal damage to property. For a misdemeanor, it is, the average sentence is 46 days in jail. It doesn't tell me that we take this very seriously. The perpetrator will get that when we send a different message that, no, you're not going to just pay restitution and spend 5 or 6 days down in Franklin at the House of Correction. You're going to the big house. They don't want to go to prison for this. But right now they know that they won't. So there's a real opportunity here. But the vandalism in this city, all throughout the city, it's like I said, it's ugly, it's a nuisance, it's a sign of disorder. People are sick of it, but they don't feel that there's much that they can do about it. So, it is time to make this a big deal, and I'm going to leave it.
Mr. Brennan, should we have the deputy get some of the building passes for a little while?
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, you got the Marquette interchange, you have the Zoom interchange, you have the Mitchell interchange. It's a target-rich environment. We could be watching the Marquette tonight and we could decide to hit the Zoo interchange. I only have so many people out there, and I can't put all of them on surveillance details, and we're supposed to do to facilitate the safe movement of motor vehicle traffic. It's quite a challenge for us, but, you know, we're up to that challenge, but I can't do this forever. So I'll be going to the state tomorrow, Secretary Busalaki, and I'm going to want to know when those cameras are going to be up, not will you consider, when are they going up? And if he gives me the proverbial, well, we don't have the money, then I'll know it's not important enough to him. They're interstate. I mean, it belongs to people paid for it, but it's theirs.
Sure, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.